Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hey.
Hey. It's Mbot.
And Sbots.
We're together again.
Hey.
Hey.
It's a joyous occasion.
It was. I don't know if you guys caught our last show, but we were
in different regions.
We were in different regions, so we were a bit incompatible last show. And
you might not have known it, but we recorded it entirely separately.
You're supposed to tell people our secret.
Well.
But we're back together again, and it's great.
Give me a high five.
Did you guys hear that?
We did it again.
We high-fived twice. You guys are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
That was a good one.
On CITR
101.9 FM. And we have a really good show. Like a really good show lined up.
It's the best show, and you'll see why in a second.
Do you want to say the theme together?
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Or separately or apart.
Let's do the first part together, and then you can take it away for the second part.
All right. So the theme of today's show is
Awesome Bots.
A dedication to ourselves.
Is that selfish?
Is that
the most selfish thing we've ever done?
Sometimes bots need to love themselves. I was trying to find a way
to make it. It's fairly masturbatory.
I was trying to make it not sound dirty, but it there was no
does.
Way.
I guess the bots helps. The robot aspect of it.
Well, anyways, so this is a dedication show to ourselves. It's just really stuff that we like.
And it was going to be like, let's play more new shit. And then we're like, I really want to play this though, and it's not that new.
So
it's new-ish. Everything's new-ish.
New.
We're not like...
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, we're not playing things from like the 70s.
No, but you also just heard 2 hours of disco.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And 80s revival, which I guess is kind of what our show is like too.
A little bit.
The 80s are back. All right, so that's our theme,
which is really no theme is what we're getting at. So it's kind of whatever we want to play
pretty much. What are we starting with?
You do it.
Yeah. We're back.
You had good treble to your voice.
I know,
right there.
I know. We're starting the show off with some new Rat-a-tat.
Woo.
Woo.
Meow, meow.
I feel like that's Rat-a-tat's trademark sound.
Actually, that's a really...
Meow, meow.
Every Rat-a-tat song.
That's a pretty good representation, actually, of Rat-a-tat. We need to play the song.
Yeah, anymore. And that was Rat-a-tat. I hope you guys liked it.
No. Track is called Falcon Jab. And it's off of the aptly titled LP3.
Three.
You know what?
Show it to me. Oh, it's LP3.
It is LP3. Oh, I win.
I wrote it down wrong. And then after that, it will be more. Well, I guess not more, but it'll be Battles. Which I've played. What? Oh, and I got Mbot tickets for Battles. Battles. I feel like Battles is going to be like the event of the year. I saw Battles at Sasquatch and it was the highlight. The Cure, who I thought were going to be the highlight, were a little bit of a letdown. Battles just destroyed. They just killed it.
I'm so excited to see Battles.
And the drummer, who's like, I think he used to be in a metal band. One of his like snare drum is like up high, like 6 feet up. So he has to sit up off his chair and hit it and then come back down and play. I know.
Oh, I'm so excited. We actually have a couple songs today that we're playing that we are going to see concerts of.
So that we have something to talk about,
yeah.
Really.
Yay. So that's... What are we... What
Oh,
song?
The track is T-I-J or Tij off of...
We're not sure.
Yeah. It's all capitals, though, so I feel like it's T-I-J. Off of Mirrored is the album.
Wicked. All right, so that's our first set. Here is new Rat-a-tat with Falcon Jab.
Ugh.
Ugh. And then following...
Battles with T-I-G.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Let's
Microphone's not even close to me.
Awesome.
Holy balls.
I am so excited for that Battles concert.
Oh, it's
I
so
can't imagine.
Good.
Can you tell them about
seeing
the concert?
Them,
like about.
About what they. Okay, they like construct everything on stage in front of you, and sometimes you don't even know. Like, I feel like they are looping things and recording things. You don't know who's playing what at any time. And they have like switches and pedals on the floor, and there's one guy, he'll play something, and then like throw his guitar to the side and then like slide on his knees over to like the switches to get set up for like
something
for loops.
Oh my god.
It's crazy.
I'm so excited.
It will be the best.
What day is that? September 2nd. Oh, that's so soon.
I know. It's coming. I don't know what day it is though. I'm going to say it's a Thursday.
That's a good guess. I don't know. It very well may not be. I think it actually may be
it could
a Tuesday.
Be or the other six.
So that track was T.I.J. or Tij off of Mirrored.
And I'll do it. And before that was, I'll do it. Don't.
Okay, go,
I'll
go,
just
go.
Do it. And before that was Rat-a-tat with Falcon Jab. From, LP3.
Yeah.
I got it wrong the first time.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We forgot to mention when we started the show that we've also split the show in half.
Oh, yeah.
And this is side A.
As though it was like an LP.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Dedication to Ourselves show. We've made it into a record that you need to flip.
This first side is more... I don't really think there's one word for it.
This first side is just the first four tracks.
But the second side, B, is...
It'll be a little bit different.
It's a little bit different. Yeah. It's a bit slower?
I guess. Is it?
Is it?
I don't know. It's all music. It all sounds like music to me.
But for some reason, there was a split. Like, the show doesn't flow.
It didn't flow otherwise, so we're like, let's just flip it.
Let's flip
it. But this will be the last set on side A.
Which is starting with the presets.
Let's talk about the album cover.
Well, first, I have to say that I picked up for S-Bot today.
Oh, yes.
Tickets to go see the presets with cut copy.
So many good shows. It's the concert season is upon us.
The fall is so good in Vancouver.
It really is.
This is how I'm repaying him for Battles tickets.
Even though I think I owe
maybe
you.
Maybe owe me.
I owe you a show already.
It's okay.
Okay.
We'll figure it out. Anyways, let's talk about the album cover. It's really creepy.
I don't even think, the funny thing is I don't even think M-Bot really saw the cover until I held it up in the last set. And I was like, would you rather be... the devil clown on the album cover or the tree guy?
His face is like bark.
It is just like bark. It is just bark.
I got the tree.
Yeah, I lost out on that one. I got the devil clown.
It's creepy, but the album is really good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
It's pretty stellar. The track we're going to be playing you guys off of it, the track is called Kicking and Screaming, which is a...
amazing Noam Baumbach film. Who would later do The Squid and the Whale, which is also amazing.
And the name of the album is called Apocalypso,
which is a shitty Mel Gibson movie.
Oh, the presets.
Oh,
we love
man.
You so much.
But the presets from Australia, and so is Mel Gibson.
There you go.
I don't know. That was probably not necessary.
Thanks for that trivia, though. You know so much about Mel Gibson.
I really like quiz night.
Anyways, following that, I'm really stoked, and I can't believe I haven't played this artist yet. This is an artist by the name of Calvin Harris, and I dedicate this song to Nick because I know he's listening.
And I have no idea who Calvin Harris is, but I'm excited to hear it.
It's so good. It'll blow your mind. It'll just melt your faces or your robot circuitry on the inside, and it'll just melt it all into the ground.
Well said.
You'll just be scrap metal after you hear it.
Scrap. With conviction.
With conviction. And I was talking about the revival of the 80s. This is definitely
it. This is the revival of the 80s.
This is the 80s. But have you seen what people wear? A friend of mine just went to Pemberton, and she's like, everybody was wearing fanny packs and neon.
Really?
Yeah. Fanny packs and neon. It's back.
I think everyone just got filthy, and those neon colors were hidden behind dirt and Coldplay.
And Coldplay. Well, I don't know. I feel like the 80s have come back with skinny jeans and all.
Yeah, with a vengeance.
With a vengeance. Anyway, so Calvin Harris, definitely a revival. It's so good, though. This album is called I Created Disco. And the track I'll be playing you is Disco Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's what's coming up next. And then we'll switch to side B.
Good one.
All right.
We can switch for you. You guys can just listen.
We can just listen. That's what we're here for.
But yeah. inside me is a flame that burns brighter anytime you came. Gets in the way when I'm alone with you, but disappears if I'm with someone new. It learned how to fit into my foreplay with my skills. Our love was going okay until the night when we were on the phone. You're moving on, I want better. Inside me is a flame that burns brighter anytime you came. Gets in the way when I'm alone with you, but disappears if I'm with someone new. It learned how to fit into my foreplay with my skills. Our love was going okay until the night when we were on the phone. You're moving on, I want better.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure
carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BuiltMoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hello.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And this is All Awesome.
In your ears?
It looked like you wanted to join, so I feel like I should give you half of it.
I know. And then I was surprised when you didn't join. But it was good. It was a good two-parter.
All right.
Welcome to Side B.
Welcome to Side B.
We flipped it.
But the last two tracks you heard were... quickly, Calvin Harris, that track was called Disco Heat, and it was off of I Created Disco. Go and get this album. It's so good.
Is it that available, though?
I don't really think so, but try.
Make the effort.
Make the effort. Look him up on the internet. Read up on him. And before that, we started with the presets.
Or the presets.
Or the presets, which I don't think it is.
With Kicking and Screaming.
And that was off of their new album, Apocalypso. And, oh, it's going to be such a good show.
Yeah, that's, I feel like those are like, it'll be a good one.
Killer.
It'll be a killer. It'll be a killer combo.
Killer. Yes. With Cut Coffee.
With Cut Coffee.
Took me a while to figure out what
you're like, who else? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, those other people who are awesome. All right, so we're going to run out of time unless we stop talking. So we're just going to flip.
Okay. Next up is the first track on side B will be Panda Bear, which is just shocking that we hadn't played Panda Bear yet because this album is so good. So it had to be included in the dedication to ourselves show. And the track is, I guess the tracks are Good Girl / Carrots, which appears as one track on the CD itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. So it's from Person Pitch, which came out last year, and it's the best pretty much.
And it's like 10 minutes, so...
Yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy it. We'll be right back.
CITR Surfari Party, dude. Presented by West Beach, man.
On Thursday, August 7th, come to Lola's Nightclub, man. Located on 2291 West Broadway. Support your campus and community radio station. Celebrating the summer with cheap drink specials and DJs Maxwell, and Warm It Up Chris on the turntables. It's gonna be a gnarly night.
Now come on a safari with me.
Dude, tickets are only $5 at the door. There will be prizes from West Beach and CITR for best costume, so make sure you come in your Surfari here.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
All right, we're back.
Hey. That was,
We looked at each other at the same time.
That was Panda Bear, Good Girl, and Carrots from last year's album Person Pitch, which is just like an absolute masterpiece of an album. If you don't own it, I recommend you buy it.
Buy it.
Legally.
Legally, not illegally. Okay, so our last three songs we're really excited about.
Yeah.
So we're just going to...
Let's do it.
They are a bit... They play at your heartstrings.
It's true. You might cry.
If
you're a little bit hungover like us, you might cry. I get so emotional when I'm hungover.
I feel like
I could cry right now.
I know.
Don't look at me.
You're leaking. Oh, your fluids are leaking.
Lord. So first up, we'll hear Shoo Shoo. The song is called FTW from Women as Lovers. I think this album's great. And then after that will be Sigur Rós's new one, which is a little bit of a departure from their, I guess, their normal sound. This one sounds like old Animal Collective.
Yeah. It's weird. It sounds so much like Animal Collective.
It's like Sigur Rós doing Animal Collective, doing like old Animal Collective, like freak folk Animal Collective. But the track is called Gobbledygook.
I love Sigur Rós.
I know.
Why?
They're the best, obviously. Gobbledygook. And I don't... I'm gonna attempt to say the name of the album, but
this
I
shouldn't. Funny.
Med sud e irum vid spilum endelust.
That was really good.
I thought that was very.
That was really
if, you
good.
Know what? If yeah, oh. obviously. Oh, oh we, didn't, we didn't have to fake it.
Don't tell people.
Yeah, I feel like I speak Icelandic. What?
It's not even Icelandic. It's just made up.
No, word. They do. I think they're back to Icelandic.
Oh, did they stop?
Yeah, they stopped up making up their own language. Yeah, I think it was actually. I just think it was like the Brackets album was totally made up, oh. and now they're
back to.
Not Spanish. Like we'd even know the difference.
It's really, it's all the same.
And Bot's like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's not Icelandic. okay, and then.
Then we'll. Come.
Are we going to come back and talk?
Yeah, let's talk.
Okay, okay.
All right, and then we have a last one, but we'll close off with that one.
Okay, so. Shoo shoo, FTW.
There is no right, there is no wrong. And why we live, there is only wrong. So radical, destroyed for nothing.
þessi strákur þú
I'm sorry, did we just blow your mind with that song? Yeah.
We sure did.
We sure did. That was New Sigur Rós. It sounds nothing like Sigur Rós.
I know,
like
it doesn't sound anything like Sigur Rós. And the funny thing is that's for sure the best track on the album, and it's the least Sigur Rós-like.
But you were saying that the stuff that sounds like Sigur Rós just sounds like...
I know, it just sounds like a like crappier Sigur Rós. And the stuff that was in kind of a new direction sounded awesome. So I guess it was like a, like maybe this is like a transitional album, and then they'll keep on going in a new direction, I guess. I don't know.
That song is awesome. Aren't
eh?
You seeing them?
I sure am.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
The Chan Center right here at UBC.
I'm so jealous. I miss them every time.
Man, they played last year and it was awesome.
That song is going to be really, really
I know, it's
good
gonna be
live.
Good. And then before that was Shushu with FTW off of Women as Lovers, which is also awesome.
Very awesome. Before we close out the show, I just want to remind everyone to please stay tuned because Mondo Trash Show is coming up, and I think it's a Pride version of Mondo Trash Show.
I'm not sure. I'm not even going to say anything about
that.
I
think it is.
Happy Pride Week also, everybody.
Yeah, happy Pride. Actually, it says Mondo Trash Show Pride Edition.
All right. You know what?
Win.
You have the computer there, see?
yeah, happy Pride. We didn't even say.
I know. I feel like we should have opened with that. Let's pretend like we did. Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride, everybody, again. All right, so we're going to just finish off the show with an amazing band who we played before.
Yeah.
On the... Oh, what was the theme of that show? I think it was Bots That We Know.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't remember how we named it, though. It was just people that we know.
It was people that we know.
Musicians.
Who are musicians. And
shout out to Ben Rogers, by the way.
they are called Azeta Booth. They are friends of mine from Calgary. I got to know them. They played on my show last year when I had a show on CFUV in Victoria. And, they put out their first full-length album, and it is so good.
It's crazy how good it is.
And I didn't mention the last time that I think that they should be nominated for a Polaris Prize for this.
Let's nominate them.
We should nominate them. And you should all nominate them, too, because this album is so good. And by the way, I recently had a little chat with one of them, and they're going to come on tour to the coast in September. So we'll let you guys know when that is, because it'll be really, really
and
good.
And hopefully we can either get them on the show, or we'll interview them at the show, at like the venue.
For sure.
And have it on the show. I said show three times there in like 5 seconds.
So this album is called In Flesh Tones.
Which is such a good... I feel like it's clever without being pretentious.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. That's the kind of stuff I like. And the track name?
The track name is called Be It. I said yeah a lot, too.
Oh, on the... Just all the time, you mean?
Well, just...
No one's as bad as I am, though. I can't even... past shows, I can't even listen to them. I sound like an idiot.
You don't.
Thank you.
Okay, so, let's just...
Let's do it.
This is called Be It. It's from Azeta Booth's brand new album, In Flesh Tones, and it'll make you cry. It made my heart really happy.
It makes my heart happy as well. In kind of the same happy that like Sigur Rós makes you like within the course of one song, like reflect on your entire life. And like maybe it seems like the opening part to Wonder Years. Where you're playing catch with your dad or something like that.
A little bit like
to me.
I guess that's all we have time for too. We should probably say goodbye.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed our dedication to ourselves.
and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
with another edition of All Awesome in Your Ears on CITR.
101.9 FM.
So enjoy Azeta Booth and happy Pride, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Good night.
Good night.
I guess let's get this show on the road, hey? Okay. So you are Gilbert Baker and Abbe Sundara, and you guys together are sort of one room, a lot of importantness into very delicious looking people. Do you want to introduce yourselves to the listeners out there in La La Land?
Yeah, my name's Gilbert Baker.
And you designed?
The rainbow flag.
The rainbow flag. The rainbow flag. It's on everything. It's on, do you see any money when somebody makes, like, a rainbow necklace or something?
No.
No?
No, it's in the public domain. The rainbow flag belongs to everybody. And
that's really nice of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I there was a little bit of a sacrifice, but not really, because that's the success of it, is that it does belong to everyone.
Which is pretty cool.
It is.
Which is pretty fantastic. And you started?
Equal Ground. Hi. Saran Abbe Sundara, from Sri Lanka. And I helped set up Equal Ground about 5 years ago as a human rights organization of working with the LGBT community in Sri Lanka.
So the upside of this is that now in Sri Lanka there is a...
A pride.
Yes, there's a pride, which is really fascinating.